Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The text is from the Gospel reading for today, Luke 15. These are the words. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him, Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he found it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, there is more joy in heaven over one sheep who repents, over one sinner who repents, than over 99 who need no repentance. This is the text. You may be seated. My dear brother and sister, the problem with sheep is that they love to wander. And this problem is further aggravated because sheep have no navigational system up here. They just cannot find their way back. You know, does that sound familiar? Adam and Eve, here you are in the Garden of Eden, and here are the rules. Follow my lead. No, thank you, Lord. We'll find our own way through life. Sounds familiar? That's you and me. Like Adam and Eve, we too reject God's ways by nature. But then he comes after us. And what does he say when he finds us? "Bad sheep, why did you run away?" No! He says, "Come, let me carry you home to make sure that you get where you ought to be." Salvation is 100% from God. It is 100% free. It is given to us through an instrument that God gives us at baptism called Christian faith. This faith is also a gift from God. He enables us through faith to see Him, to hear Him, to perceive Him against the background of our lives. The Apostle Paul says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened." Well, the heart, anatomically speaking, doesn't have eyes. But what heart means in Greek literature is your life. People perceive that with the heart you could live, without the heart you can't. Therefore, your whole life is your heart. So, Paul uses that to say, "I want you to see God's action in your life." And just think on your life. How often has God been there, sought you out, put you on His shoulders, and brought you back to the place where you belong, namely in His family, in the company of your brothers and sisters? There is no safer and no more beautiful place to be for you and me once a week than in church, enjoying the peaceful presence of God in our midst, His abiding presence in our life, where He guides, strengthens, and forgives. The parable about the lost sheep here is beautiful because when he finds the sheep, he picks it up and puts it on his shoulders. And there is a wonderful painting in our fellowship hall of the Good Shepherd with his flock of sheep. One of them is not white, but black. And another little ewe or little sheep is on his arms. He's carrying them. When we are weak, unable to walk, he picks us up and carries us until the road becomes smoother and our muscles become stronger. The shepherd seeks his lost sheep. The reading from Isaiah is all about that. The Lord says, I myself will find my sheep and bring him back together. It's the Lord's doing. You and I are the passive part in this operation. The shepherd carries the sheep. The shepherd doesn't say, hey sheep, go there, there, and there. But the shepherd leads us. If the shepherd leads and we follow, then everything is just fine. And there is joy in our hearts when there is no conflict between the shepherd's direction and our will. Ezekiel. In Ezekiel, God says, I myself will seek my sheep. And in 1 Timothy, Christ came from heaven to save sinners. Now imagine how wrong the leaders of the established church at that time, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, were. Would you go to a home where there is somebody gravely ill and the doctor arrived? Would you say, how ridiculous, the doctor is coming to a sick person? That is terrible. Or isn't that the right thing to do? Would you call the doctor when everybody's blood pressure is just perfectly normal, low, when their weight is low, when their blood pressure and heartbeat are just fine? Would you say, doctor, come here, this is a perfectly normal and healthy person, examine him? No, you call the doctor for the sick. Jesus himself said that. So when he comes and mingles with sinners, that's precisely what we want. Jesus comes with his gifts and heals us. It's interesting that in the second parable, the one about the lost coin, what's the first thing that the lady does? She lights a lamp. What did Jesus say about you and me? You are the light of the world. We poor light. The church is the lamp of the world, the light of the world. The church illumines, informs, and educates the world. We are sinners, and we are in need of a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus Christ, none other. And there is no salvation in any other, because there is only one name given under heaven by which we must be saved. And that name is Jesus Christ. And you and I have that Savior. When you walk out of these doors, you do not go alone. The Savior goes with you. And in your heart there is a little song, Jesus, lead thou on. Every Sunday morning, walking through the parking lot all the way to work, I sing that song in my heart. Jesus, lead thou on, till our rest is won. I sing it in Portuguese. Guia-nos, Jesus, teu caminho é luz, etc. You see, when we humble ourselves before Jesus, our Lord, when we live in appreciation for him, when we serve others as we would serve him if he were physically among us, then we are taking his lead of servant, humbling ourselves before him and following him. So we are to imitate Jesus in our attitude in life. You and I were found and carried back to the flock of the Lord's sheep. The parables of the sheep and the lost coin are not just cute little stories. They are serious, and they are about you and me. We were lost, and we are found. Therefore, since we are found, it is our joyful privilege to help others see the light of Christ and to bring Christ to them. That's what he said. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. And that's what we do to the best of our ability. The shepherd himself goes ahead of us and guides us in this work, in which people are saved and God is glorified. And that is as good as it gets on this side of paradise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.